coronavirus.
Double Dungeon Radio Show. Double Dungeon Radio Show. It's Double Dungeon episode 49.
Wow.
One episode before the big 5-0 for Wednesday, October 6th, 2021. Adi's so excited she's already yawning.
I don't know where that came from.
Adi, we're going to go straight to a special segment.
Okay.
We're doing the strange food try thing.
Oh, that is a yeah. Skip. And I say, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. I
say, hey, what's doing now? So I referenced this last show, which was like 3 weeks ago, that the bar around the corner from us is named Minnows, and they have a sandwich.
Oh, that is a
peanut butter and jelly fried chicken sandwich.
This is what's happening right now?
So I ran to Minnows, and I got us a peanut butter and jelly fried chicken sandwich. It was
$13. $13?
Yeah, that's pretty extreme. Give me your little plate over there. I had to take my my pills already, because I was like, oh man, peanut butter and jelly and chicken. This is going to be a gut bomb. So I'm going to give you your little...
A small piece.
There's your little half of the sandwich.
Wow.
So you can see I cut it in half. You can see the thick layer of peanut butter and jelly mixed.
Like, why?
There's some, like, some kind of greens of, looks like maybe cilantro, actually. That's a good idea. And the peanut butter and jelly is on both halves of the bread. And then it looks like probably a Martin's seeded roll. The chicken is relatively nice size. So I'm going to hand that to you.
Yeah, there's a good portion.
They did not seem into me ordering just a sandwich at this time of the day.
But it was to go.
I
who cares?
Like, everything was a hassle.
Really?
I don't know. All right. You ready to try this? I actually like the idea of cilantro on this. I think that's a good idea.
I like cilantro in most things.
All right. I'm going to try it. Here we go. It's got peanut butter and jelly mixed.
Fried chicken. Did you order with like a straight face? Like, did you feel pretty good about ordering this?
Yeah. I was like, let me just get that. And she was like... Okay, and she just punched it all in. And I paid cash, so there was no sales tax. All right, we're going to try this. Here it goes.
All right.
It's very crispy, the chicken. I probably should have waited until I could taste stuff again, but... It's not bad. The cilantro is actually the best part of the whole sandwich. All right, I'm going to take another bite. I think it just kind of seems unnecessary.
Yeah. You know what's good? Like the peanut basil kind of Thai food?
Yeah.
That's good. This seems like...
I feel like if they did it with... Wait, I'm going to take one more bite. You know, I think the peanut butter is actually not that bad with it, with cilantro. I think that instead of grape jelly, like it is, like a jalapeno marmalade, orange marmalade, I think would be great.
Yeah, that might be all right.
Overall, it's just kind of...
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
For $13, I don't like it.
But they gave you a whole thing of chicken. It's better. Better than most places.
The regular chicken sandwich is also $13, which is kind of pricey. Their chicken itself is actually pretty good.
The
fry is nice.
It's good.
How do you rate it out of 10? 10 being the best.
I don't know. It's fine.
I give it a 7, and I think their chicken sandwich is probably better.
A 7 out of 10?
Mm-hmm. 7 means like a C.
Okay. That's a C? 7's a C. Isn't 7 supposed to be good?
70 is a C. Think about it. In the grading scale.
Oh, you know, so really as children we should be taught that you get a C and you're doing great.
I do want to point out that this is actually the least good thing that I've eaten from Minnows.
I don't love the nachos the way you do.
I like their nachos. They're great.
It's bird seed.
There's a lot of, like, there's, like, seeds in it. It's weird, like, pumpkin seeds and sesame seeds, and it's good. I don't know. And it's vegetarian. It's good. It's like $9 for a huge tray.
Yeah, you do get a good amount for the price.
So, again, yeah, I don't actually recommend this now that I think about it. So, what is that, a D?
I think it's a C.
A C is, I don't recommend, but it's not bad.
Well, I mean, don't you have to counter with my opinion of it, which is a C, because I don't want to give them a D.
D is still passing. All right, Adi, let's go back. We're going back in time now. We're going to go back to the hot takes. So, hot takes. You know, it's got like a weird tang to it. hot takes. I am extremely annoyed. I don't know what it is about our current schedules, but every time we've tried to record, something pops up that day or the day before and ruins our entire plan to record, which is why it's only like once every 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
Like today, we're squeezing it in before we have two scheduled events.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's annoying. I hate scheduled events. Also, I have to work tomorrow, which is annoying, but we'll get to that later.
Okay.
So, I hate it. Hot take. Hot take number two. I think it's annoying that everything is closed on Mondays here. Because every time
everything?
I go, like restaurants, a lot of restaurants are closed on Mondays. Anything that's closed once a week is closed on Mondays. And I understand why it is. It's a day after Tuesday. Sunday. Well, that's the thing is there's not enough places that are closed on Tuesday that I want to go to. Like the other day, I said, oh, okay, I'm going to pick up lunch for us. And so I went to Edie's Grocery. And I was like, oh, I'll get some shankleesh and some pitas and we'll make some eggs. And of course, they're closed on Mondays. And then I was like, well, I'll walk by Xi'an, get us some sandwiches. And they, of course, they were closed on Mondays.
They're closed on Mondays, too.
They're closed on Mondays, too. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize.
There's just plenty of places that are annoyingly closed on Mondays. Pick. You got to spread it out. That's it. Be closed on Friday. hot take number three. They ruined veggie straws. Veggie straws, as you know, are sponsors of the show.
Oh, the chips?
Sponsors of the show, because we talk about them so often. They changed them. So they used to be tubes.
Are you sure it's the same brand?
I looked. It said veggies. Oh, you know what?
It's a different brand.
Maybe it was a different brand.
Yeah. This segment's wackadoodle.
You're right. I didn't even think about that.
It's a different brand.
But it's like identical packaging.
It's supposed to be like, like veggie sticks.
Then the hot take is that real veggie sticks, veggie straws. Oh, man. I didn't even realize. I got duped. Real veggie straws are way better than these other ones. Because these ones, the ones that we had at the barbecue, they were like, a veggie straw is like a big tube that's the size of a Cheeto. And it's made of potato starch. Remember that we had the story about the lady that thought she was eating vegetables by eating veggie straws?
Yeah.
It's potato. But anyway, the point is they're good and they're hollow. So they're very crisp.
Yeah.
These ones that we had were like shoestring. They were like if the inside of the tube was made into a separate snack.
Mm.
That's
weird.
And I didn't like them. Yeah, I didn't even realize. You're right.
I liked them enough, but there are no veggie straws.
I don't know which is which. We're going to have to.
I don't know.
Somebody figure this out.
One's legit.
Adi.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some low-hanging fruit. We want some low-hanging fruit. I took another bite of my sandwich because for $13, this better be lunch. Yeah. Adi.
Yes.
I don't know if you noticed, but there's a lot of viral marketing going on.
For what?
For movies is the one that I'm swallowing. Movies is the one that I'm seeing the most of. And what they're doing is they're pushing memes. I think we talked about Fast and Furious, but it's happening even more. So Fast and Furious, before the last Fast and Furious movie came out, there were all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a ton of very poor quality memes that suddenly appeared.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
And it was, family, but it was literally like the one, like 3 weeks before the movie is when they started, and then they disappeared as soon as the movie was out for like a week. I have seen similar, although I think it's slightly organic, memes that popped up about a month and a half ago is when they really started going hard on Sopranos. And what's coming out?
Oh, yeah.
New Sopranos prequel movie that apparently is terrible, but I don't really care.
Sure, I have seen that.
There's a ton
very
of
recently.
There's a ton of Sopranos memes, and I think it may have even started as something organic, but it reached kind of a fever pitch there right around 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out. It's anytime you see a movie that is involved in memes, take a look at when their next release is, because I think it's probably coming up. Not good. Adi.
They're going to be the... What are the Wes Anderson memes going to be for... anyway.
That movie. I don't know about this one, Adi. Adi.
Yes?
Let's get on with the show. We're all gonna die. So since our last show, when I was sick with COVID, I've heard of at least three other people that have had COVID, and they're all vaccinated. Yeah. What is the deal with this?
Yeah, what's going on here?
It's annoying. I don't know. I don't care if it's like, oh, but it's lesser symptoms. It's still like, come on, what's going on here?
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
Yeah, it's definitely been a number of people that we know or friends, we're like, oh, wow. And it was all vaccinated, like you said.
We should, forgot, when they had COVID, I forgot to hit them up constantly out by phone and be like, hey, you want to hang out? Like they were doing to us.
Yeah, that was messed up.
So, yeah, there's a lot of people getting sick with variant, I guess is what they would probably say. But it seems like a very much larger percentage than what you would think for as high as the vaccination rate is in New York City. Mm. So, annoying.
Yeah.
I want to talk. I have one other COVID-related story.
Okay.
Which is that our landlord and landlady had a barbecue this last weekend to celebrate the last game of the Mets. They were bummed because the Mets did not make the playoffs. So they had a bunch of their Mets fans, like people that they sit around in the stadium, over. And the landlord had been making hamburgers, which we're going to talk about later, but had been making hamburgers. But they were all out, but they had more to make, but there were just none made at the moment. And our landlady said, oh, have a hamburger. And the landlord was like, there's not any made right now. I'll make them in a bit. And she said, the landlady said, oh, well, just have my other half of a hamburger that she had taken bites out of. She said, just have my other half of the hamburger. Don't worry. I don't have a cold. And I was just like,
you're not even related to her.
It's a pandemic. Number two, we're not even related. Number three, no, I'm not eating your half a hamburger.
You already started biting into.
Yeah, it was not great.
So funny.
It was also like, you know, really squeezed.
Yeah.
So, oh. I'm just not.
I've never heard of anyone
not doing that.
So sweet.
Yeah, very nice. They're very nice. And actually, yeah, they had a great time out there. But I'm not eating your half a hamburger. Adi.
Yes.
The internet is completely over. The last 2 days have been absolute chaos on major platforms online. First, they had Facebook that went down.
Yeah.
Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram all went down at the same time. It turns out what happened was they were down for hours. What happened was they were trying to install some kind of an update somewhere in the system, and they installed it incorrectly. And so the entire website went down, all the servers went down. And I jokingly had said early in the day, did somebody try turning them off and turning them back on again? It turns out that that's not far from what needed to happen.
Really?
The reason that it was down for so long, though, was because nobody could get into the system, the actual physical system, to turn it off and turn it back on again because of the Internet of Things. What happened was they were all locked out because they use a digital badge to get into the building.
Yeah.
And the system was down because of this update, so nobody could get back into the building to do this simple repair.
So, I mean, but they needed like a building guy to come with an actual key. Yeah, like, what happened?
I'm picturing the super from what was the name of that?
Someone
TV
who doesn't
show?
Get paid enough, you know.
What was the name of the super from One Day at a Time? Is that the show
I've
super?
I've never seen it.
I'm picturing that guy showing up with a key ring with like 700 keys on it.
Meanwhile, Facebook and worldwide
a
jean
vest.
Is shut down.
Yeah. So
break the glass.
That was one major incident. The second is today, apparently all of the data for Twitch just got leaked. Like, all of it. Every single bit of data that they had. All kinds of internal... It was a huge file, like 100 and... It was like 200 gigabytes or something crazy like that. Of plain text. And so it's every password is leaked, username is leaked, and even stuff like how much streamers were getting paid directly from Twitch was leaked.
That was something that could be in a single...
It was in multiple documents, but in a combined file.
I see. Yeah.
The people that leaked it said that they were leaking it because Twitch is a very toxic place, which, in fairness, I can say there are some streams that I've seen that are pretty bad. But, for example, my Magic the Gathering streamer is a very positive, fun place to hang out.
That does seem positive.
So I had to go through, and I already turned on two-factor authentication for my Twitch account. So, kind of annoying.
Yeah, wait, so they said it's a toxic place, and the data leak was going to do what?
Trying to destroy it as a platform and allow smaller platforms to rise up. Unfortunately, what I think, I've seen like three or four different people today having the realization that Twitch is owned by Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is why I don't pay via Twitch anymore for anything that I watch. I've sent him cash a few times in the mail.
Yeah.
So. Which he's opened on stream, so.
Oh, nice. Amazon entity.
This kind of a leak, though, is, I mean, that's, the username that you may have for Twitch could, or username and password, could apply to other websites. So this is like a major data breach. And until they figure out a way to start penalizing these corporations for this kind of a breach, storing your plain text or your passwords in plain text or that kind of thing, it's just going to keep happening. It's really annoying. And for a business that is making money off of not just the money that we're using on the platform, but also on information, on cookies, on that kind of stuff, they have money to pay for remuneration for you having your password stolen. It's a pain in the butt. So, Adi, our phones are killing us. So, Gaby wrote me this weekend. Turns out that Huli wants to get a phone, the oldest niece. And she was asking my opinion. And I said, here's what you do. You have to have her sit down and write out a paper that presents the pros and cons of not getting a phone at all, getting a dumb phone, or getting a smartphone. And that way she can... you know, hopefully understand your argument against wanting her to have a smartphone. So.
Oh, so the only question is whether it's a smartphone or not a smartphone.
Or no phone.
Oh, that's still an option?
Yeah, that's still an option. So the compromise is the dumb phone.
Teenager.
So if you are currently writing a report about why you should be allowed to have a phone, I'm very sorry. That was my idea. I think personally that a dumb phone is perfectly fine. I think that a smartphone is just too much for anybody. I would say like up until high school, at least I think they're going to high school next year is way too young to have a smartphone. There's just way too much data collection on top of just bad things that it can lead to. So,
Well, then a dumb phone.
Yeah. So, dumb phone. There you go. See, a dumb phone is a perfect compromise. You can make phone calls. You can text your friends.
You can get out of just interacting with your friends in virtual text only and learn how to talk to people verbally.
Well, the other thing is that I said, just make sure she has a tablet and then she can do all the smart stuff on that, right? Yeah. So, I don't know. Get a tablet. So sorry you have to do a report. That was my idea. Adi.
I'm not associated with that.
She's not associated. Social media stinks. So there's a whistleblower inside of Facebook. Facebook again. It's Facebook and Amazon is like 90% of the topics in this first segment.
Facebook, Amazon, Google.
How bad things are. Oh, Google. I forgot Google. So there's a Facebook whistleblower that has come out. This whistleblower is alleging that Facebook is allowing hate speech and extreme views to promulgate. Is that the right word? To spread across the platform. Propagate. What is promulgate? I don't even know. Anyway, to spread across the platform unchecked. Because during the election, they had put together what they called a, I have to look at the name because it was not something that I normally use, civic integrity unit that was working to quarantine and remove extreme views and hate speech from the platform. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as the election happened, they disbanded that entirely. And that by doing that, that actually is part of why the January 6th incident was allowed to be like planned basically on the platform, was because the civic integrity unit was gone. They also know that extreme views and divisive takes are driving a lot of traffic to the website, which is something that we've always said. And this just confirmed that they, in fact, know that and don't care. They just want the clicks and eyeballs. So,
business.
The whistleblower then testified 2 days ago in front of Congress. And immediately conservatives are running out saying that they are a Democratic Party operative and federal agent that is out there just trying to make conservatives look bad. Part of their proof is that I guess she's represented by the same law firm that Jen Psaki, the press secretary. Is that mm-hmm. her position?
I don't know.
So there you go.
Is that the only person who, where there's crossover?
What, there's no such thing as a coincidence. Come on.
I mean,
get with it, Audie.
I feel like I need some more backup here.
These are the same people that like are picking what time tweets are posted and then picking QAnon drops and combining the two to try and get information. So, Audie, they're.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't put in the effort, so Audie, what do I know? Yeah.
You live in a surveillance state. So you,
yeah,
were spied upon.
I mean, that could mean anything. That could be any number of things. Where you know,
we talked about it last show or the show before. Walgreens was swapping out all their doors.
Walgreens, yeah.
All their soda doors.
Yeah.
So what they did is they replaced all of the regular glass where you can see what product is in the cooler mm-hmm. with you smart just doors.
Look in the cooler.
That display digitally what's in there, as well as ads, and they have facial recognition and so, eyeball tracking.
So creepy.
And so you experienced it.
Yeah, I was in Chicago, and Walgreens was what was open late night, and I wandered in to get some microwave mac and cheese, since I wasn't with you. I can go back to my terrible diet lifestyle. And then, yeah, my friend wanted to see what was up for drinks, and I was like, oh no, because I spotted it from, you know, like far away. I was like, oh no, it's the screens. And I told her, I was like, I think I was confusing, very confusing to her at first, because I was like, I can't buy anything from this. And it's just like, well, we don't have to look at the screen. And I'm like, that's not about looking at the screen. We got to get out of here.
And did you buy anything?
You know. Well, yeah, but not from the cooler.
Did it target you with any lasers or anything that you saw?
I didn't pay too much attention to it. It freaked me out. I was like, I recognize it. It was a little ridiculous and over the top.
Well, good. Boycott Walgreens until they get rid of these doors. That's my only
advice. I know, I shouldn't
advice.
Have bought anything, but nothing else was open.
Yeah, that's true. But still, I can't believe such a wasteful, I don't know, whatever, just to get
spy
more
screens.
Ads. More to get more ads in, yeah. Pretty soon, I guarantee they're going to add Bluetooth sniffing. That's like the hot thing because it tracks phones. So
creepy.
That's why the Wi-Fi kiosks have Bluetooth sniffing, even though they don't need it. So, Adi.
Yes.
We live in hard times. This is like barely a hard time story.
Okay.
But hard times. You had to mail some paperwork that you had already submitted digitally.
Yeah, but they need it's a financial institution, so they need your actual pen, blue or black ink signature.
Okay, so you had to mail...
That's really the only reason I needed to print that stuff out. And they wanted it, like, very old school, where all the pages are in that specific order with a cover sheet, and I had to make sure it was ink.
So we... signature. Number one, we don't even have a printer. So we had to go to the library.
Yeah.
That was a pain in the butt, right?
That was a disaster, because the print mechanism only printed out, like, half of my print job, and then it took the rest of my money without printing the rest of it. So I had to go talk to the librarians and, like, go through the whole story. And then they had to call, like, their main tech center, because they couldn't do anything about the platform, and explain my story again. And then wait. And then the whole time they were like, well, we could just find the petty cash box and give you a refund. And I was like, I don't care about the refund. I just want to get out of here. I just wanted to let you know there's something wrong with it. And I'm like, no. And then, like, well, I'm going to, you know, the guy might be able to print the rest of it. You just give us a minute. It was a whole thing.
So we finally got them printed out.
Yeah.
You signed them.
Yes.
And then you said, I need an 8.5 by 11 envelope.
Yes.
And I said, Adi, I got you. And I was like, I'll run to the dollar store. And so I went to the dollar store and I looked on in their office supplies section, and they had envelopes, and it said 8.5 by 11 envelopes.
Perfect.
And I was like, perfect. Absolutely. That's what she told me to get. 8.5 by 11 envelopes. So I bring them home, and you went to try and put the papers into the envelope. The envelope itself was exactly 8.5 by 11.
Yeah.
And so you can't get paper into the envelope.
It's not for paper. It's not for items that are that size. That's just the size.
That's just the size of the envelope. So then we ended up having to go back. You, like, were trying to, like, fold it in there.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, they need a hurt. Maybe it's fine if I bend it a little bit, but...
So we had to go back and get the, what was it, like 11 by 13 was the final size.
Something,
yeah,
like 10 and a half by 13 or something.
Take your paperwork with you if you go to buy envelopes. Does it need to say 4 8.5 by 11 paper, or does it, because it said 8.5 by 11 envelopes.
So I think typically it might be, it might not say 8.5 by 11, it might be like whatever number A4. Is above, or, you know,
oh, I see. Yeah,
whatever
yeah.
the measurement is, but you know that means you've got 8.5 and 11 paper that goes inside. But for it to just say 8.5 by 11, and you should understand that's there's something about that packaging that's very wrong still. I don't care if it's partially my fault. Like, there's still something about the packaging that is not servicing the consumer.
Adi?
Yes.
Cash only. So the delivery apps here in New York City are being subjected by the city to a maximum fee amount that they can charge.
Yeah.
Which was set at 23%, although I've also seen 15, so I'm not sure which it is. Two different stories had two different numbers.
Yeah, I don't think
so. It's either 15% or 23%, which already, number one, if you're charging 23% fees on top of a food order, that seems pretty gratuitous already.
Yeah, I almost
already.
Think that both those articles are wrong, but I don't remember the exact percentage.
The food delivery companies, Grubhub, Seamless, what's the other, DoorDash. I think that's all of them.
Uber Eats,
there you go. They are pushing back, saying that by limiting fees, you're actually going to hurt consumers. I'm not quite sure. Doesn't the fee hurt consumers? They say that in order to stay nimble in such a fast-changing market as food delivery, which I'm not quite sure exactly what's so fast-changing about it.
They just put more pressures on their delivery drivers, and they don't... It's more like, no, well, now you're expected to do this much and this much, and we're going to put more deliveries, make you wait for more deliveries out of this one restaurant so you can go and deliver. There's no... That's not going to make an impact on us.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so I don't understand why people are still using these food delivery apps in New York City, especially. I've never used it. I don't have it on my phone. I know you use it.
I use them when I'm at work and I don't have time to get cash.
Oh, see, that's probably it. Cash only. That's the cash only part of this segment. See?
And I can't, and it's not as, if I'm busy, this is a bar job. If I'm busy on the floor there, then I can't walk out order, pay with my card directly, come back, and then go out again to pick it up. Or, that, you know, that's a different...
That's what I was saying, too. I went and picked up this chicken sandwich. I probably could order it online, right? And because I paid with cash, there was no sales tax or anything, so it was $13 flat.
But, you know, I guess next time I would just call them and pay with the card over the phone. So, I really don't need to use the app ever.
Just get some cash. You
know, I know.
Get some cash, honey. Come on.
I don't get tips anymore, so...
No, that's true. We took a quick break to eat the remainder of that peanut butter and jelly chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I was into it.
I think you came around on it by the end.
I did, yeah.
You were saying this is delicious and you never want to eat chicken without peanut butter and jelly again.
Well, I definitely did not say that, but I mean, I'm at least adding a plus to that C.
So I decided it needed a little something extra, and I was going to get some Dijon mustard, but we're out. So I got barbecue sauce instead, and I think it actually tasted pretty good. So,
really?
I mean, I can barely taste stuff. So,
right.
But it tasted pretty good. So I'm going to stick with C on the chicken, peanut butter and jelly chicken sandwich. So
I'm adding a plus.
C plus? All right.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a politics segment.
Okay.
Mike Pence is gearing up for a 2024 presidential run.
What?
He's got all the groundwork being laid. He's doing town hall meetings and stuff. And
he wants to be president?
He wants to be president. There's only one problem that I foresee with this, which is that Donald Trump definitely wants to run in 2024. And Mike Pence is
definitely.
Yeah, he's totally going to run. There's too much money to be made running for president, even if you lose.
So, I see.
So that's a major issue I see. However, I was thinking about Mike Pence wanting to run for president, and he's definitely going to be one of those people that's like, God has called me to run for president.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it got me thinking, I want somebody to go through every politician that's ever said God called them to run for something and see what the win-loss rate is so far.
Let's look into it.
I don't think
it.
It's very good. I have a feeling it's probably pretty bad. So do you think God is like pulling a prank on these people?
I don't know. I think we should look into this.
He's like Lucy with the football, like picking it up.
Yeah.
Right. So
maybe
if anybody knows how to compile that, I want to know. I think that would be a funny thing to look
into. Yeah, I like this data analysis plan.
Adi?
Yes.
I'm actually wrong. That was supposed to be the I Read the News segment.
Oh.
So let's flip it. It doesn't matter because they're both political anyway. Sure. Okay, let's talk about a news story that I saw the other day.
Do what we want.
Have I ever made you watch that video?
I don't know.
It's
probably
amazing. It's amazing.
I think we've covered the videos for just about anything.
Okay. So, news story. Not a political story. This is actually just something I read in the news.
All right.
Over half of Americans now think that the country should secede from each other, which is...
Wait, what? Like individual states?
The recent polling said over half of Americans think that Republican states and Democratic states should just separate.
That's funny.
So it's 52% of Trump supporters and 41% of Biden voters. Wait a minute. That's not 50%. The headline was 50%. 52%. Unless there's like that many more Trump supporters that it offsets 41% of Biden supporters. I don't know. Anyway, the point is the headline said 50%. I didn't just make up this news story. So 52% of Trump supporters and 41% of Biden voters say that they should just completely separate and be done with each other, which I think is...
But there's so many...
I don't
There's
know
so
exactly.
many counties in any given state that go to the other party.
I'm not sure how you're going to divide
this. So there's
this
no...
Up.
Yeah, that's just not a thing. Like, they look at upstate New York and... or, like, Georgia. Like,
same,
is not a thing.
In this same poll, a majority of Trump supporters said that there is no difference between Democrats and socialists, and a majority of Biden voters said they see no difference between Republicans and fascists.
So we all need some more textbooks and learning.
Civics. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Like if you look
civics.
At the proposals that Joe Biden is putting forward, and then you look at what a socialist would put
this
forward.
This is not the same.
Not the same at all. So, yeah, I think definitely some civics, we were talking recently about textbooks that we're holding on to, and I have two civics textbooks.
Yeah.
And I do go back to them occasionally to reread stuff whenever things are happening. Yeah, I think civics. We need to focus on civics here before we divide the country.
There needs to be funding then for civics courses.
Yeah. Adi.
Yes.
I have a real life conspiracy that I called it. So, walking around the neighborhood as much as I did, especially during the pandemic when nobody was around and it was just me walking around for like 6 hours a day because I had nothing better to do, I saw a lot of ads for a media company, which is weird. That's a weird thing for there to be ads about, number one. This media company, Ozzy Media, O-Z-Y Media. And so this media company, their main product that they promote is the Carlos Watson Show. And Carlos Watson is one of the CEOs, I guess, of the company, or, you know, he's at least like the one of the two people on the board. And so Carlos Watson was the executive director. Wait, I'm trying to remember his title for NPR. He actually works for NPR. He was like director of, oh, there it is. Corporate director of NPR, Carlos Watson is. And so what these ads were showing is Carlos Watson, and it's like the hottest new talk show. Everybody's watching it. And so what they were doing is they're trying to promote this media company as the media company for millennials, which...
Oh, I forgot about that.
I already have an issue with, because millennials are over as a group that, as far as caring about them. But that's what they were trying to do.
Rude.
Yeah, well, that's not the market that they're catering to. So it turns out that the entire time I was like, what is this? Nobody's watching this show. Why do they keep putting new ads up constantly?
Yeah, it's there expensive.
There are still ads up on Dobbin Street that were and on the subway put up fairly sometimes. Recently. Yeah, for this Ozzy Media company.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
And I was like, nobody's watching this. I guarantee it. Turns out I was right. The entire thing turns out to be a giant scam. They raised over $40 million from Wall Street companies as investors in a media company that hasn't really done anything. So what happened is the Carlos Watson Show gets uploaded to YouTube where people can watch it. The videos, I did a little research. The videos range basically between, in view count, between like 90 to 110,000 each video, which is weird because there are zero comments on a lot of these videos, zero interaction.
Yeah, so that is weird.
That's not something that happens. Like people, they'll watch a video and then comment. They'll watch a video and then like or dislike it. These literally no interaction on a ton of these videos.
Yeah.
And there was a great one that had one comment on it, and the comment said, come on, Ozzy Media. This is very obviously fake. There's no way that there's no comments on a video with 110,000 views. Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
So it's even worse than that, though, because they were on an investor call at some point with Goldman Sachs, and Goldman Sachs was speaking to a person they believed was a YouTube executive who was describing how great they're doing as far as view counts and whatnot. Turns out that person did not work for YouTube at all.
What?
That was actually the COO of the company of Ozzy Media.
Really?
Impersonating a YouTube person.
Wow, they just went for it.
Exactly, brazen. Wow. And they have even more hilarious bad things that were happening. They got sued at one point because they had... Here in New York in 2019, they had Ozzy Fest. So OZY Fest.
Yeah.
Which the whole time I was hearing it on the radio, I was like, wait, Ozfest is coming?
Yeah.
Is and it was to the point that they actually got sued by the Osbournes.
That makes sense.
Because Ozfest is a trademarked name.
Could have seen this coming.
They came to a financial settlement. They were allowed to use the name Ozzy Fest. As part of the settlement, they gave the Osbournes some stock in Ozzy Media.
Oh.
Carlos Watson then turned around and in an interview claimed that they had come to terms with the Osbournes and they liked them so much that the Osbournes were in fact now investors in the company.
Oh, wow.
So they got sued again for that.
He's
good.
Yeah, he's bad.
He's bad. Exactly. So that 2019 Ozzy Fest happened. It turned out that it was actually a disaster because not only did they overinflate the estimates of how many people were going to show up for this weird festival that like Hillary Clinton was
at. Nobody asked for.
And as soon as you know she's there, it's already over. So nobody came to this festival. And not only that, the people that did come, there was no like supplies on hand to take care of even the people that came. It was apparently a failure, almost like Firefest, if people had actually shown up.
I didn't realize they had actually run it. I thought it had gotten canceled.
So that was in 2019. Yeah. And then 2020s.
Wait, they did it more than once? They tried to at least?
Year. Yeah. So in 2020, it got canceled due to a heat wave.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
that was what their was. Excuse. Yeah. So anyway, the company, everybody's bailing on this company. This is all based on a New York Times article, which is actually very entertaining. Again, this is totally some conniving people out there ripping off Wall Street, which I support. But I do also just want them to stop putting up wheat paste in our neighborhood posters. So I knew it. I knew it was a conspiracy.
Yeah, what was that latest one? Like interviewed like Oprah and someone else, and you're like, nobody wants to see interview. It was something weird.
Oh, I missed an entire part of the so the Carlos Watson show. They were getting, you know, names that you would know, like Malcolm Gladwell and like people that you would recognize. Part of the reason that they were able to get these people is that their bookers were telling people that it was for a show that was going to be on A&E. When in reality, what was happening is A&E was providing some funding towards the show for broadcast on YouTube. So they shouldn't have been saying it was on A&E, which is an actual network. Instead, it was just being
uploaded to YouTube. That's why they're getting big names. Yeah, yeah. Wow.
The guy that impersonated the YouTube executive on the phone call actually told them that they need to be careful with telling people that it's related to A&E and that that's not right. So if that guy's saying it's not right, yeah.
That's amazing.
So, Ozzy.
Wow.
It's kind of I want somebody to make like a Netflix show about this.
Yeah.
They should put it out on Ozzy.
Oh, that's how they're going to make money.
Oh, there you go.
That's what this is all about.
That's genius.
Wow.
Who's going to play Carlos Watson?
I don't know. I don't know what he looks like.
You should get Terrence Howard. All right. Adi.
Yes.
Let's what do you think we are? Wow. Let's read some emails. We got an email this week. It's a long one. Always I wanna be with you and make believe with you and live in harmony, We got an email.
Hooray.
From our friend and listener, Dual Mac. And now Dual Mac has a very particular writing style. I'm not sure exactly why. So I'm going to try and read it the way that it's written in the email. There's a lot of spaces. I don't know why. Dear Adi and Rafi, hope this finds you both well. It's been an emotional week here as I went through the third year of Christina being gone. I believe that was his wife who died, I think, 3 years ago. So very sad to hear.
Is this a public email?
Yes.
Okay.
My brew, I don't know what that means, maybe brother, who I usually lean on, is away to Malta for a holiday. Just glad he was not out on Canaries avoiding volcanoes. Volcano emoji.
That would be a bad place to be.
Quick side note. Okay. We were all watching video, the place that I know this guy through, we were all watching videos of the Canary Islands eruption.
You were watching that for hours.
That was amazing. It reminded me of like when we were kids and we went to IMAX to watch stuff. It was really incredible how much lava was coming out of that. Amazing. And it was spewing like 150 feet up in the air.
That's
nuts.
So wild.
How does that happen? Yeah. It's crazy. All right, back to the email. He said, glad that you got over that quote unquote COVID.
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote COVID. It has been very slow here on the island. However, the cases have climbed during the late summer as we accepted more and more camper vans. I don't know what that means. People doing staycations. People doing staycations. I have been completely oblivious to the scare. No mask, no jab, no TV. I think he works on a boat, so I don't think he interacts with a lot of people. I used to believe on the bus for my fellow bus people. Then I realized it was all a scam. Does he mean the bus is a scam?
I mean, I'm sure it's applicable no matter what you're talking about.
I rode away for an exemption card, and it was in the post in 5 days. I was addicted to peanut butter and strawberry jam toasties when I came home from school. Delicious. I need to go out looking for a toasty machine. No. That has to be clean and for me. I'm not quite sure what this is going for.
Okay, but wait. So, all right, let's go back a bit. So, so it was more of a situation because people were doing staycations. They're going with their camper vans. They're in an area. You know, he applied for an exemption. It's coming. He's got the exemption. Okay.
He got an exemption. Yeah.
And right now he likes this toasty thing still, or is it just like
I was addicted? And he wants a toast. Is that a toaster? A toasty machine? I don't know what they call it. Maybe. I would assume. Maybe, unless it's one of those. Do you think it's one of those the skillets that like you put two pieces of bread and you fill it and then you crimp them and make a little pocket? I would call that a toasty machine.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I think. Okay. Well, yeah. So I want to hear if he ends up finding one.
He should look in the garbage. You find a lot of good stuff in the garbage. There's more. The nights are getting earlier, and the wind is blowing.
Yeah.
Winter draws on. I hope you are prepared for it. We'll be hunkering down with podcasts and chats.
Nice.
Thank you for your advice. Never apologize. I must have given him advice last letter. I don't remember. Jerry also advised, never give your energy away. I'm a bit soppy after a decade of being tough and disdainful. I care and want to be caring. If I have no one here to look after, I will look after my Cruisin' with Steak, which is the other.
Yeah.
Very best wishes, Ari, and then like 15 spaces, Rafi, and you are wonderful. Duel.
Oh, that's amazing. I like the style. I like the.
It's very like what's the.
It forces you to really think about each line. Oh yeah. But then I'm like, I'm thinking more carefully about what that line was about.
I bet you know what I bet it is. I bet he's out on the boat, and this is all transmitted in Morse code to the mainland.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say, you know, cell phone, but okay.
I mean, it could be. Morse yeah, it could code. Be cell phone. I didn't even think about that. Maybe.
But yeah, I do like the style.
So thank you for the
intentional
letter.
Or not.
You know, watch out for yourself. There's all kinds of people in camper vans, I guess, doing staycations. So, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if, again, you know, let us know if you find a thing for the toasties.
Yeah. Adi, we got...
Oh, yes.
A voicemail.
Oh.
If people want to call, as always, they can give us a call. The phone number is... So this week's phone call, we only got one, is from Kati. And Kati is going to tell a story that is slightly convoluted about having latent psychic abilities. It runs in the family.
Hi, Trouble Dungeons. It's me, Catalina. I have a story for you. Last week, I was sick, and my mama told me I couldn't go home. I mean, I couldn't go to school. And I told her, but what if they have tamales? And she said, no, they won't have tamales. And when my sisters came home, I asked them, what did you guys eat for lunch? And they said, oh, we had tamales. And with green chili on top and some cheese. So the next day, I couldn't go again. And I told my mom, what if they have hot wings? And she said, oh, don't worry, they won't. And when my sisters came home, I asked them, what'd you guys eat for lunch? And they said, oh, we had hot wings. And so the next day, I couldn't go again. And I told my mama, I hope they don't have pizza. And when my sisters came home, they said, oh, we have tacos with salad. And then the next week, they said, oh, we actually had pizza. That's all. Bye!
Wait, so the third day, did they have the tacos salad or did they have pizza?
I'm just as confused as I was before taking this phone call. I know that Gaby said there's some fibbing involved here, but that the first prediction of tamales actually happened, which okay. is weird because that is not a normal lunch school lunch yeah. item.
So even that alone.
Yeah. So.
So.
I'm not okay. quite sure what happened, but yeah, it's an interesting story. An interesting story. Adi.
Yes.
I think we should let's sell out and make a little cash here. I got the brains, you got the looks. Let's make lots of money. You've got the brawn, I've got the brain. So there's a chain of stores here in Brooklyn that sells vintage clothing. It's a vintage shop. It's not a thrift store. A vintage shop that sells old clothing that they probably source at thrift stores, and then they bus it into Brooklyn and put it on hangers and charge mm-hmm. like 5 times as much or 10 times as much for. And it's called L Train Vintage. I'll go there to buy like sweatshirts because you can get just an old sweatshirt for like $10.
You've had some good ones.
Yeah, some good ones. But there's some stuff that's way overpriced. But you know what's not overpriced there?
What?
They have a reusable bag that they sell for $1 that is the best reusable bag I have ever had.
Yeah, it's true.
So I had one that I got like 2 years ago. I went shopping there and I needed a bag because I bought you a sweater and me a sweatshirt. And I had paid $1, got the bag, and I ended up using that bag the entire pandemic. Every time I went to the grocery store, every time I was out looking for junk, the entire time had that bag. And what's great about it is it's the perfect size that if you fold it in like quarters very neatly, it fits perfectly in your back pocket.
Yeah.
If you've got a big back pocket, like a men's pair of jeans, not women's probably. Yeah. But it fits perfectly in there. It's also the exact dimensions that is like makes it easy to go grocery shopping because it's not super wide, but it's a little bit longer. So it's easy to carry under your arm.
You can balance really well.
You can balance really well. You can put like I'll buy a 2 liter of soda and of seltzer water and a milk. And so I'll put one on either end and then just fill the middle with whatever yeah. groceries. And it's perfect.
It's amazing. Great.
It's the best. So I used it for 2 years. The other day I went to go pick it up and I was like, oh, this thing's coming apart. The strap came off. And then I held it up to the light and I realized I had worn through. It's like, almost like a Tyvek material.
Yeah.
I had worn through the material completely. So I had to go all the way back down to L Train Vintage, which is on Grand Avenue. And I went in. And I looked around and I didn't see anything I wanted, but I went up to the counter and I told the girl, it's all, I don't know what kind of Hispanic they are, but they're mm-hmm. all Hispanic that work there. And I told the girl, oh, I'm just getting can I just get one bag? And she was like, which bag? And because they have bags behind the counter.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, no. And I pointed at the display bag.
Yeah.
And I said, no, just one of those. And she was like, just the bag? And I was like, yeah, how much is it? And she was like, oh, it's $1. And she was just extremely confused, gave her the $1. And so I have a brand new bag and I'm very Woo! Excited. And I've been using it again and it fits perfectly in the pocket. They have 2 sizes apparently.
They do?
Yeah. I couldn't understand what she was asking me, but that's what she was asking, if I wanted a small or a large. And I look, if you look at them, it's like the same bag. I don't understand the difference between the two. So I just got the small one and it turns out that was the one that I had okay. before. So I don't know. Go get a small bag there. They're amazing. Yeah, it lasted me like 2.5 years.
Yeah.
I think at one point I had to sew the lining mm-hmm. on the edge back up, but that was the only time I ever had to repair it.
Yeah.
So, excellent bags. Adi?
Yes.
I've got my eye on something. So we were in Astoria, Queens, this weekend?
Yeah.
Helping with a move.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
While we were moving, I was driving in the U-Haul, and we were passing by a smoke shop, a cigar.
Oh, I forgot about this.
A cigar and vape shop.
Yeah.
In Astoria. And the person we were helping move pointed and said, oh, I forgot I was going to show you this. Pointed over at the smoke shop and said, look at the name. It's the smoke shop is named The Coffee Shop. Not coffee the drink, coffee like cough.
Yeah.
The Coffee Shop. Who thought that was a good name? That's a terrible name.
It's a terrible name. Who's going in there, especially now?
I have no idea. It's disgusting.
It's like coughing each other's faces.
I have a story.
Okay.
From our life that I think we should tell. So, 3 weeks ago,
yes.
I was home late. You were at work. It was a Thursday, I think.
Okay.
You were at work. And so I got home and I was like, all right, I'm going to watch something before I go to bed. And I was like, oh, you know what I'm going to watch? There was an ad that came up on, no, not an ad, a suggestion on YouTube that was like, oh, AEW just uploaded, AEW is the new wrestling promotion, just uploaded some new videos for this whatever segment. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll watch one of those. And during the segment, they said, oh, and this Wednesday, we're doing a show at Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens, New York.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's like right here. And I didn't even know what was happening. So I was like, oh, man, that sounds interesting. Maybe I'll look into it. So I wrote Abram and I wrote Miguel. And they were both like, you have to go. You have to go immediately. It's going to be an amazing show. And I was like, well, I don't know. I'll think about it. And they were like, no, you have to go because Sting is going to be wrestling. Sting is a wrestler that we have watched since the mid-90s. And he is now in his 60s, but he's still wrestling. So I was like, all right, I'll look at it. So we looked at tickets. Tickets, the face value of the cheapest tickets was $25. And I was like, I don't know if I want to pay $25 plus fees to go see this. So I looked on one of the websites and they had tickets and the tickets just kept getting cheaper and cheaper as showtime approached. And finally I found tickets that were in a relatively good section, like the mezzanine level rather than all the way up at the top of the bowl, but they were slightly obstructed by the stuff that hangs where the wrestlers come out.
Yeah.
But we were also behind the stage so we could see the wrestlers up really close. So
it was good.
So I got two tickets. The tickets were, I think, $13 with $12 fee,
oof,
which New York City, get on that one. They, yeah. If you want to limit somebody's fees. So we got two tickets. You had something that you had to go to. I did not. So I went by myself up there. It's kind of a ways out there. It's over by the Mets stadium, Willits Point. So I went, the stadium is seats 20,000. They apparently sold 20,000 tickets to this event. It was sold out.
That's crazy.
They were not expecting that. So they did not have enough staff on hand to take care of the number of people that were there. Yeah. So I'm walking in the building. I got my ticket. Everybody had to get vaccinated, so I had to show that. Walking in the building. And I'm like, oh, Miguel said to look for this certain t-shirt. So I was like walking around and there was this line that was just going longer and longer and longer. It was like, I'm not exaggerating. I think it was probably, if I had to guess, 125 people in line.
Wow.
Just to buy merchandise. And so I was like, forget it. I don't even know what I'm looking for really. Every concession stand had a line of, I would guess, 30 to 70 people. And they were moving extremely slowly. So I was like, okay, I'm going to just go find my seat first. So I found my seat. And then it was the pre-show, and they were doing all kinds of whatever. Oh, one thing that I didn't know until I got there is that the show was 5 hours. It was going to be a five-hour-long show. So it started at 7, I think, is what time I said it started. And then the actual taping, live taping, started at 8, went from 8 to 10. And then at 10, they did a second taping for the Friday show. So that's what why it was so long, is that it was two shows put together. So anyway, I get in, I'm watching the first wrestling match for a bit, and then I was like, all right, I'm going to go get a beer. So I went to the concession stand, and I found the shortest one I could, which was, again, probably like 25 people ahead of me, and it took me 55 minutes to get through the line.
Yeah.
Number one, people kept coming up and saying, oh, is this the line? Is it moving? And I was like, no, I haven't moved in 10 minutes at all. So I get up to the front, and I realize what the issue is. The issue is, number one, the way that they're serving beer is they had 16-ounce pint containers in a refrigerator behind them, and they have to take the order, and then they have to turn around, open the refrigerator, get the pints out of the refrigerator, and then they have to open them and pour them into a second glass, which then they hand to you. So that's problem number one, is that why is the server doing this? What they should have done is just had a manager there opening and pouring, just pour a whole row of them. And then all they have to do is turn around and grab.
Yeah.
Number two, well, that's, why not just have draft beer? I don't understand. Number two, second issue is that the credit card machines were alternately working and not working. Some places you could pay by card, some places you couldn't. And the one that I went to, they said, no credit cards. And then they said, actually, okay, we can take credit cards now. And I was like, okay, well, fine. Yeah. So I put my credit card in. And then they were like, oh, well, turn it around. And they're like, feel free to add your tip here. And I was like, when have I ever tipped at a concession stand? Never. The other thing is, yeah, the beers were $14 for a 16-ounce drink, which is nuts.
It's nuts.
Absolutely nuts, especially for how slow and long it took. So.
What was it, Heineken?
They had Heineken. When I first went up, they had Lagunitas. So, but then later, we'll get to that part. So we go back. It's just me watching the show for a bit. And then you showed up. And then they had a break at 10 o'clock, like I said. And you were like, man, I'm really hungry. I forgot to eat. So I was like, okay, I'm going to run. So the show ended at 10 o'clock. I run out to the concourse to try and find a concession stand. As me and every other person is leaving the first half of the show to go get food or whatever, the concourse, every concession stand is announcing that they are closing.
Yeah.
All concessions stop at 10 p.m., even though the show is going to midnight.
Yeah.
All concessions stop at 10 p.m. on the dot, I guess. So I'm like running around sprinting, and every line I jump into, one of the workers from the stadium is like, oh, no, that guy right there is the last guy. Get off the line. Or they're moving barricades over and blocking them off so that no other people can get in line. So I finally found one concession stand that was two older women running it that apparently they missed the memo because they were still open. So I hopped on the line. I didn't even know what they had. I just hopped on the line. I'm very glad it turned out that they had what they had and not, because I assumed they were going to have those. There was like some kind of a 24-ounce punch drink that looked disgusting that people were getting.
Yeah.
And I was afraid that might be what I was online for. I got up to the front and they had just Heineken, and I was like, oh man, I didn't need something to eat though. They had one bag of chips, Hal's chips, which is not even like fancy.
Yeah.
Hal's chips, $5.50 for the regular small bag.
That's nuts.
$5.50. So I was like, Adi's worth it. I'll get him.
I was so hungry. Thank you very much.
So we got the chips. We watched the second half of the show. Oh, I missed. So we saw Kenny Omega versus Bryan Daniel Bryanson, whatever his name is now.
Yeah.
That was an excellent match. It was like, went to time, so it was very long. And then we saw Sting wrestling, and that was amazing. I was very pleased. I enjoyed watching the people kind of beating him up, because when they did, you could tell it was like the lightest fake punches they've ever thrown in their life. Anyway, and then the second show, you know, it was good. It was very entertaining the entire time. There was no point in the 5 hours that I was bored, except for when I was waiting online.
Fair enough.
But yeah, it was a very entertaining show, and I liked it a lot. Apparently, our friends were there, and we missed them.
Oh, yeah.
And they are going on December 8th when they come back through town.
Nice.
So the show ended, and we had to go try and take the train, and everybody's leaving all at once. And we saw a lot of people. We were confused at first. Apparently, if you buy the floor seats, you get to take your chair home with you, a commemorative folding chair. Which I thought was very entertaining. But then we go back and we're trying to take the 7 train back to Brooklyn, and or to Queens, I should say, to transfer to Brooklyn. And it just kept like filling up, and no trains were coming for so long.
There's a signal problem.
And finally we got on the train, and then it just like stopped on a bridge, and we're just sitting in this packed train for like 10 minutes before it finally kept going. It was terrible.
That was pretty bad. Yeah.
How did they not? So the stadium didn't plan for a sellout crowd, and the MTA didn't even think to send extra trains through.
Yeah, they do it for
baseball
for
games.
Other events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
major concert.
20,000 people.
For Weezer,
I guarantee 20,000 people is more than the average Mets game is going to get. Yeah. So I don't know. Nuts. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. Maybe we'll go again in December when they come back through. What do you think?
Maybe, yeah, if I'm off.
If you're off. Adi.
It was fun. Yes.
Everybody is stupid, but me. Un, dos, tres, cuatro! Have you seen this trend on social media of people going to... There are a few restaurants now that are making food covered in gold.
I haven't seen that as a like new thing, no.
Yeah, so
what do you mean? Thing,
they are there's a restaurant in San Francisco, I believe, that is extremely popular with people who want to go and then post
pictures
of themselves eating a steak that is covered in gold leaf. And I mean, this is a thing. So
does it taste good?
Number one, gold is inert. You can eat gold. But number two, gold leaf is super cheap to buy, like way cheaper than you would think, because it's literally gold pounded out to like 2 atoms thick. You're getting so little gold there that it's actually not that expensive. So, for example, if you want to buy, they have a tomahawk steak, which is a steak with a large rib hanging off of it. Tomahawk steak regularly is $190, which is a lot for a tomahawk. But if you want it covered in gold, $560.
Wow. That's craziness.
Who's paying that? You're paying for some sous chef to sit back there and just put gold over a steak. That's stupid. That's so stupid.
What a waste of money.
What a waste of money. Exactly. And it's all just so that they can take pictures of themselves eating a gold steak for Instagram. Waste of money.
That's an, can't even comment.
Buddy.
Yes.
I have a story, a slightly depressing story about a glitch. So this is also a follow-up to my pinball league. So I signed up to pinball league. We were doing very poorly, very depressed about it.
Oh.
We're 1-3 in games, or I should say 1-3 in matches. I'm 7-4, I think, in games, which is pretty good, I guess. But I was playing Terminator 2, which I normally am fairly good at. And on the last ball, it just completely glitched out. And gave me a tilt for no reason.
Oh, no.
So I lost. And it was so close. I'm not kidding. It was like within, like if I had hit like one thing, I would have won easily. But I'm just very depressed about it. So
that's a bummer. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what to do to turn this around, this league around. I think I'm going to start paying off the other teams.
No.
Is that?
That's not going to work.
I think it would work. So that's my plan. Adi.
Yeah.
I have your favorite segment. This is actually a follow-up to a previous gross story.
Okay.
So, previously, when I was taking a shower, I had just taken a run, and so my running clothes were on the floor, and Mookie the cat decided to come in and pee all over my pants for some reason. And so ever since then, I've been showering with the door shut so that she can't come in and pee on random stuff in there.
Bad cat.
Bad, very bad. So last night, I had just come back from a run. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to... Wait a minute. I was like, wait a minute. I realized that the door was open. And I was like, wait a minute, where's Mookie? I want to make sure that she doesn't pee on my pants. So I picked my pants up off the floor and I took them over to the laundry. And right then I was like, wait, where is Mookie? And I looked over and she has a little window box seat.
Yeah.
And I had made her a cushion that is like a board with cushioning material that I then covered in pieces of denim and stapled on there.
And she's had it for years.
She's had it for like, 4 years. I made it out of denim because it's easy to clean, like with her hairbrush. You can just clean it off very easily. So that was on the window seat. And I looked over and Mookie was actively peeing onto that pad. And I was like, what are you doing over there? And she hissed and ran away immediately. And I was like, did you pee on this? And it just sopping wet.
That's disgusting.
So it didn't get anywhere. It was just in the very center of this board. So I had to take that off.
She ruined her own window seat.
I'm sure what happened is she got up there after not cleaning herself and was rubbing it all over. And then she smelled it and was like, oh, this is a spot to pee.
This is a disaster. Cats are supposed to be fastidious.
She's disgusting. Gross cat. But I just thought it was especially hilarious that the reason that I was even looking for her in the first place is that she had peed on my clothes before and she was actively peeing when I was looking at her.
She's not a good cat.
Not a good cat.
I can't believe the timing of that.
I'm gonna skip this one. This is boring. Adi.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some food. So I decided the other day that I was going to make you nachos from scratch, which I've never done before.
Ooh.
Nacho cheese, I should say. I've made nachos, like, yeah, you know, the baked kind. I haven't made nacho sauce, with the air quotes, nacho sauce before. Because I was watching a Kenji Lopez alt... No, I was reading a Kenji Lopez art alt article about how people like to say that, like, Velveeta or American cheese is fake cheese. Mm-hmm. But he was explaining that actually you should use some American cheese in anything you want melty, like nacho cheese sauce. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to try making this. I've never actually thought to add that. So I went to the grocery store, and I was like, okay, I got to get Adi some Velveeta to make this nacho cheese sauce. Velveeta is like $8 a pound. Why is Velveeta so expensive? That's more than real cheese.
Yeah.
It's just oil. So I did not buy Velveeta. What I bought was, I went through, and I was like, okay, well, what other options do they have? Since I don't need a whole pound of Velveeta anyway. So I found the American cheese section, and the Kraft American slices, singles are like $5 for 8 ounces or something, which is also very expensive. The store brand, which is usually terrible, they had two types. One, which was like all oil and fillers. The other one, actually, the first ingredient was milk. So I was like, okay, this looks good. And I actually took the Kraft singles and compared the ingredients and was like, these are exactly the same. Perfect. Okay, so I got that. And that was $3 for an 8 ounce package.
Okay.
So it was way cheaper than the other ones. Got that. So then I came home and I was like, oh crap, you know what? I don't have a double boiler, because you really need a double boiler to make nacho cheese so that it doesn't burn. So what I did is I got my crock pot out and I filled it with hot water and turned it on to medium. And then I got a quart container to make my ingredients in. So I added a bunch of slices of the American cheese. I chopped up some actual cheddar, sharp cheddar, tossed that in there. Big splash of milk, some salt, put it all in the quart container. And then I put it in that water bath that was getting up to temperature.
Yeah.
With a lid on, and then just put the lid on. And then I went for a run. And when I came back, I gave it a good stir, and it was like perfect liquid nacho cheese.
Oh,
and
it
tasted exactly right. Yeah. Because you're not really cooking it. You just need to warm it enough that it all becomes gooey and melty. And again, you don't want to do it necessarily on the stove because it'll burn really easy.
Yeah.
So I learned that, the water bath thing, from watching the cook from my work. One time he was doing an event, and that's how he was heating up all the nacho cheese. But his was like straight from a can. Or they make it, but it's basically straight from a can, but doctored. And it came out great. So I did that. And then I have some turkey picadillo. And what else did I put? Shredded lettuce.
It was good.
The round chips. I finally found the good tortilla chips. I realized when I want nachos, I don't want like the triangle thin ones that break really easy. I want the really stiff little round guys.
I see.
That are made of like yellow corn. So it came out really good. I was very pleased with it. Somebody said that actually you can make it even easier, which is evaporated milk. And then you just add cheese one-to-one to it. So maybe I'll try that sometime. Adi.
Yes.
I have a story that reminded me of Papa. So we went to a barbecue the other day, and we got there at what? It started at 7, allegedly.
Oh, it turned out to be 8:30.
Turned out to be 8:30. So we got there at what, like 9:15, something like that.
Yeah.
And so we're hanging out for the first hour, and then at some point your friend said, okay, I'm going to make some chicken wings now.
Yeah.
On the barbecue, we got to get the barbecue going, and at this point it's like 10:45, almost 11 at night, and I was like, oh man, do they know? They got the coals going, and I went out and looked at the coals. They had made like a third as much coals as they were going to need to cook anything at all. So I secretly dumped a whole bunch more coals on there and I like mixed them all up and got it all going. And then I was like, do you guys have barbecue tongs? Cause I needed to move the coals around. And fortunately they did have barbecue tongs. And then as things kept progressing, it became apparent that your friend did not actually know how to do the barbecue necessarily.
Yeah.
So she was more than happy. She was like, you are now in charge of this. So I ended up doing the barbecue stuff. Even the wings, she had brined them, but they weren't seasoned at all. So we got the seasoning and I tossed them with my hands, and then I laid them all out, and then I grilled them in two batches, and they came out actually very good.
They were really good.
It was some kind of, the seasoning was like badia some kind of general purpose seasoning, but it was actually really good.
Yeah, very tasty.
The point is, she kept thanking me throughout the night because she apparently, even though she likes chicken wings, she may not actually know how to make them on the barbecue.
Yeah.
And I was able to step in and help. And it's all because Papa taught me how to barbecue when I was a little kid. And it was annoying, but he used to make me come and help him all the time. And so now whenever this is like the second episode in a row that I'm probably talking about having to take over barbecue duties. But
yeah.
But the point is that, yes, I'm very appreciative and I like barbecuing. And everybody likes a good barbecue, so it's a very important skill to have.
Yes, so. Definitely.
Adi?
Yes?
I actually found some junk this week. Well, this past 2 weeks. So as I've explained the past few episodes, we're trying not to bring any more junk into the house. But I had to make an exception because I found another copy of Future Shock.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Hardcover, which I now have, I think, 7 copies of it. But more important, something that is actually not junk, I found a copy at the free store of Super Mastermind.
Oh, yeah. Which that was great.
You like, and you love the cover, which has an old guy with his young, probably Indian wife. Is that what it's supposed to be? Or girlfriend?
I don't know what's happening there.
It's a vintage board game. Yeah. So
to me, it seems more like a student and a teacher.
I don't think so. So Mastermind, I think it's
Mastermind.
Like a, is that what did I call it? Whatever.
Yeah. No. I'm saying the cover. Might.
So I think it's supposed to be like, there's a scene in a James Bond movie where he's matched up against somebody. And I think that's what it's like parodying.
Okay.
I don't know. The point is, so Mastermind is the password kind of game where you have pegs that are colored and somebody makes a secret code and then you give them information as to, oh, you got a color right, but it's in the wrong space. Oh, you got the right color in the right space, that kind of thing. Super Mastermind takes it to the next level. It, instead of 4 holes for your colored pegs, it has 5. And instead of 6 colors, it has 8. So we'll see. We haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you're going to want to just play the regular one. So
too scared.
We can do that.
Too scared of Super Mastermind.
Yeah, too scared. you're not a mastermind. You're not the Super Mastermind. You're just a regular mastermind.
Yeah, just real regular.
Yeah. Adi.
Yes.
Let's talk about what you want to talk about. Only a fool could walk away from me this time. I look out to heaven if we start to see. So, you touched on it briefly, but you went to the city of Chicago.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And you liked it a lot.
It was great.
I believe you said it was the only real big city outside of New York City that you've ever been to in your life.
Did I say that? I mean, I don't recall if I said that or not.
What did you like about Chicago as a city?
I don't know. I've only really lived in New York, and so it was kind of cool to be in another city that seemed big and had all sorts of different areas and things to do. And
I liked the way that you described the people there, which was, you said they're basically like, we got this, we can do this, we can handle this.
I said that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. It was great. I don't know. I liked riding their metro, and it weirded me out that I could get to this a lot of places faster by bus because their train they all go through that downtown loop thing, which I thought was totally rad, but also like not very practical. Have every single line do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great. I had to walk around, you know, kind of bad neighborhood, good neighborhood, downtown. And it wasn't like other places that we've been to where it just seems like it's, you know, people with drug issues, Central.
Don't talk about Philly like that.
but it was like, you know, I found a good place to drink and saw some good music. And
You got tacos. You were excited about the tacos.
I got tacos at a place that wasn't even supposed to be good. It was just supposed to be a place.
But it was good.
But it was good. I had some good lingua. And that was a nice surprise. I'd love to go back, yeah, another big city and see the art museum and
oh yeah, you didn't get to go
see what was up.
You saw the bean though, right? The most important thing.
I saw the bean. I was pretty excited. I'd only seen that in the inside cover of that artist's catalog from when I used to work in the bookstore.
I'm trying to remember the name. I know the name.
Kapoor.
Yeah, there you go.
That was rad. Yeah, I was super excited. Totally dorking
out. Did you have any Malort?
I did. Yeah, it's a Chicago handshake.
That's like the Philly citywide or what?
Yeah, yeah. It's a,
but we talked about Malort. We even had Malort. It. Remember on the? Yeah, we had fake Malort. We had the like actual thing that it's made of, or I should say copying. But how was fake Malort? No, the real the Jepson's the real, Malort.
I mean, I didn't really like it, but I support it.
Yeah,
I'm willing to try it again. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Adi, I have a recommendation. My recommendation? Go take a walk. Get out of the house.
Yeah.
I realized I was talking to somebody recently about how much walking I do just around the neighborhood, and I don't think people go for walks very much. And that's part of why they're always so surprised that I find so much stuff on the ground or just generally, you know what's going on in the neighborhood. If you don't go for walks, how are you going to see all the terrible new construction and make fun of it? So get out of the house, go for a walk.
I definitely think in terms of the pandemic, you probably made it out more mentally healthy than a lot of people because you were just walking around.
There were so many people that just weren't leaving the house, period. So.
I was definitely on screens too much and you know what's up.
Yeah. So go put on a podcast. Maybe this one. Wait, how would you, whatever. Listen to this. Go. Go for a walk. Adi.
Yeah.
I have some follow-ups to some previous stories. So we covered it before. Every year, up until now, the Draw Names email. So Draw Names is our Secret Santa coordinating program for our family. The Draw Names email, reminder email to sign up for your annual Christmas Secret Santa has come a couple days earlier, to the point that it was, I was predicting that in, I think it was 70 years, it was going to come the day of Christmas for the next year.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, that trend has been broken.
Whoa.
It came 2 days later than last year for the first time ever.
There has to be like a reason for that. Of the week.
So I looked at the calendar and I think it is day of the week. I have a feeling it's going to come significantly early next year though.
Really?
Because of the day it came on. I think a Monday was the day of the week that it came on.
And 2 days later.
I looked at a calendar and that I think it's going to come the week ahead, basically 5 days ahead.
That's insane.
So we'll see.
What is that going to be, mid-September?
Well, we got to keep track of it. This is the main point of this show is to keep track of what day the draw names email is coming.
That's the main point.
I have another follow-up story.
Okay.
We talked before about how I was going to steal the $1 trillion coin when it's minted. Me and Nicolas Cage are going to steal the $1 trillion coin. The $1 trillion coin is back on the menu.
What?
They're talking about it again as a possible way out of the current financial crisis that the government is facing.
That doesn't make any sense.
Janet Yellen is saying, no way are we printing a $1 trillion coin. Whereas the mint itself said, we can print this as soon as you guys give us the go-ahead. Because what they're going to do is they're going to use the existing plaster dies for the Platinum Eagle, which is a $100 silver coin.
Mm-hmm.
They could use it to make a $1 trillion coin. It's so ugly. I looked up the photo of it. It's got the Statue of Liberty on one side and an eagle on the other. It looks like the kind of coin you would get off an infomercial. So this is great, though, because it's very unassuming looking. I'm going to be able to steal it and then go to the deli.
But you can't break,
get change.
You can't get change for that.
I'm going to buy a pack of $10 under-the-counter cigarettes and ask for change for my $1 trillion coin.
You're not going to be able to do anything with it.
I'm gonna get change. That's what I'm gonna do. Adi.
Yes.
I have some thoughts that don't fit anywhere else. So speaking of our little goblin that lives with us, do you think am I making Mookie's life better or am I ruining her life by buying this laser pointer
and chasing her around with it? You're making her life better because we don't play with her enough and she needs that activity.
Do you think maybe she peed on the thing because she's so frustrated that she can't find the laser pointer?
No, I think there's something else wrong with her. I don't think that's why she peed. I think she's like, you know, lower level IQ in terms of cats.
I would agree with this,
you know,
assessment. Yeah.
Like surprisingly low level.
She gets by on her looks. She's always coasted by on her looks.
Yeah, though. For real. Yeah.
Howdy.
Love her anyway. Yes.
I have a question. Why do people buy pre-made frozen hamburger patties for barbecues?
Otherwise, they're going to have to make the burgers themselves.
Do you know how much effort it takes to make a burger?
Yeah, but that's more effort than people will put.
Why? Like, the only time I've ever gotten a bone chip in my burger, it was because it was a frozen pre-made burger.
They want to support the economy. I don't know. I can't come up with a good reason.
There's no good reason.
Yeah. It is pretty easy to make a burger.
Just buy some burger.
Yeah.
Add a little salt and pepper. You're good to go. It doesn't make any sense. Howdy.
Yes.
Oh, man. Everybody's stupid, including me. I had an issue with digestive stuff about a week ago, and I was having severe stomach pains, really cramping hard, which normally is a symptom of my pancreatic issue, and I was wondering why it was flaring up, and I realized that I had eaten insanely spicy food 4 days in a row, and so as soon as I stopped eating spicy food, it cleared up, and I feel much better now.
Oh, man. So, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, it was...
That's no good.
It all started because I was at work 2 Sundays ago, and I ordered Thai food from a new place, and it smelled not... I ordered seafood, like a squid noodles, and it smelled a little off. And I think that kind of got it on the jag, but it also was insanely spicy. And then I ate something really hot the next day, and the day after that, and the day after that. Just going for it. No more spicy. Although, actually, I ate some jalapeno yesterday, and I'm fine today. So, howdy.
Yes.
What are we looking forward to?
You gotta do what?
I gotta believe.
Holiday weekend.
Oh, it is a holiday weekend. Mm-hmm. It's Indigenous Peoples Day here in the state of New York. I'm looking forward to trivia. I have trivia in like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to upload this episode and then get out of here.
Nice.
Howdy.
Should be fun. Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
All right.
People should remember to call their moms. I'm going to go get another chicken and peanut butter sandwich.